Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast On the Spot series. I'm Zhang Liru. The threat from climate change has put the world on red alert, a topic that has topped the agenda of this year's Munich Security Conference. Mr. Fu Chengyu, a China Forum expert, was invited to share his perspectives in the panel discussion themed Sustaining Global Collaboration Towards Climate Neutrality, where he introduced how China steps up efforts to reduce carbon emission with special focus on green technology. Let's tune into the Q&A session by the moderator and Mr. Fu Chengyu.
Mr. Fu, what is it that the Chinese economy and your company and the green transition require for it to be done at the pace that is required for the planet?
When you deliver, you need to make a balance of the economic growth, people's jobs, affordability for the people, and the transformation of the traditional energy and the forming up of the new energy system. There's related with financing capacity, related with policy issues, related with technologies, related with the awareness of all the people. So we need the strong leadership of each country to make active actions together. And also we need to collaborate between the countries. We think we are trying to better understanding the real situation facing us and the new challenges coming out. How are we going to dealing with those things? I think China now setting up a whole set of measures from the government policies, from the finance, the technology areas.
What kind of innovations are getting you excited from a Chinese perspective that the West is still relatively unaware of?
Actually, technology investment is very critical for the carbon neutrality targets for all the world. And it is true to China also. There's two things on the energy efficiency technology. The energy efficiency in China is not as high as in Western countries. And second, our fundamental issue is that about 85% of primary energy is from fossil fuels, among which 60% of those are from coal. In a short period of time, we cannot suddenly cut or turn down a majority of the coals that we consumed. So CCUS will be another exciting area. I think all the China companies will focus a lot on the investment of the new technologies in the next 5 to 10 years. And technology is very, very important for our goals of carbon neutrality. And second is the financial investment in the new energy industry like solar and coal and even hydrogen. So those areas will be focused by the Chinese business communities and certainly will be strongly supported by the government policies.
Do you really need innovation to happen in the West to make it into the Chinese borders?
China will not depend on the Western countries to provide the technology, but we welcome the technologies from the Western countries. We have to depend on ourselves. We are not waiting for that in terms of the technology investment or R&D investment. I think developed countries need to keep their promise to financing the developing countries in dealing with the climate change. Developed countries have made commitment to give a financial support, including the technology. The technology developed by China, like solar technology, modules, facilities, equipment, when we sell to the European market, the US market, it was imposed a higher tax. Even they stopped this. I think this is not a good thing for the technology cooperation. I think we need to talk more about this because it's the most advanced technology and the most cost-effective technology. And then that can be applied all the world to develop green energy than the fossil fuels.
There's an urgent situation. In the West, young people are driving us to ensure that policies change. In China, are you seeing a similar push from young people?
I believe more or less the same. Youngsters, they are looking tomorrow's world more optimistic than us. So they try to drive the current situation to change as far as possible. And just take an example of e-car. In the last 10 years, the total e-car manufacturer sold about 4 million. But last year alone, almost 4 million, just 1 year. Making the people, especially young people, love those things. They are pushing forward to protect the environment and also to tackling the climate change. I think they are one of the strong forces to make the change in China. But still, we need to take some time to transform the traditional large-scale fossil fuels, fossil energy, to the clean energy by 2040.
That was Mr. Fu Chengyu, a China Forum expert and former chairman of China Petroleum and Chemical Corporation, Sinopec, sharing his views on China's efforts in achieving carbon neutrality.
Thanks for listening.